Margarita's idea between machine learning and queue management.
What we are experiencing today is an emergency situation, which is putting us to the test and which every day leads us to change our daily routine and adapt to new contexts, with resilience and willpower. But it is precisely contexts like today's that make us pull out skills, courage, and new ideas to face adversity. A challenge that forces us to bring out the best in ourselves, for the good of the community. And this is what drove our colleague Margarita Mura, a data scientist and part of the D.Lab team, the Deloitte Audit and Assurance team dedicated to innovation, when, together with two other peers from her hometown of Bolate, she came up with a simple and effective system to streamline queues at the supermarket. A proposal that immediately generated a lot of consensus and that already 1 week after its implementation has brought positive results in the municipality of Bolate, results that will soon be replicable in other municipalities that have decided to adopt the same system devised by Margarita. We wanted to ask her directly to tell us about this experience.
Hi Margarita. In today's situation, your simple but extremely useful idea has led to improvements in the lives of many people. How did this idea come about?
Last Saturday, my boyfriend and I, also a management engineer, were talking about the endless queues we saw on our friends' social networks. So we thought of a solution. At first, we thought of allocating one time slot per person per week, where each person would be free to choose and reserve their place at the supermarket at a certain time. I then wrote to the mayor of Bolate, the municipality where I live with 36,000 inhabitants, who was immediately proactive. In fact, we discussed together the limitations we had found in my proposal and thought that we could allocate people in two complimentary slots per week, one morning and one afternoon, based on the alphabetical order of people's surnames, to allow everyone to go shopping even more than once a week, but guaranteeing a limited number of people per time slot. In this way, we have found a way to rationalize the indeterminacy of the number of people going to the supermarket and contain the number of people leaving home. Putting your knowledge at the disposal of the common good is what you have done. What do you advise your colleagues to do to help in the emergency situation we are experiencing today?
I think that today the real battle is being fought by doctors, nurses, and all the staff involved in supporting the Italian healthcare system. Followed by all those who are guaranteeing the basic needs of all 60 million Italians. However, I think that each of us can do something to improve this situation and that it is great to make our skills available for the common good. We at Deloitte in our studies had the opportunity to closely study queue management and machine learning, so it was spontaneous to think of a model similar to the one we then implemented. The steps that came afterwards were spontaneous. It was necessary to make an attempt and involve those who have the responsibility and power to manage the emergency, but who still need a hand to cope with it. What I learned is that we can all contribute, even with a simple idea you can make a difference.